Some people are meant to strike out on their own and work for themselves. They are independent, full of great ideas, have an excellent work ethic and enjoy the challenges that come with being self-employed. Deborah Prado and her husband, Jose, are all this and more. The pair moved to Sudbury from abroad in 2022. They came to pursue new professional opportunities in operations and logistics. They also saw the move as an opportunity to learn English. Despite having years of experience in these fields in Chile, we were interested in acquiring more specialized and up-to-date knowledge and improving our linguistic skills, says Prado, who had enrolled in a related program at Cambrian College. She had one key connection in Canada. My sister had already lived here for some time, and her experience and enthusiasm for this welcoming place were a factor in our decision to move. Her presence in Sudbury gave us a sense of familiarity and a support network from the moment we arrived. We are grateful for her positive influence and for making Sudbury our home. Greater Sudbury has emerged as a significant business center in Northern Ontario, says Prado, and she has been grateful to receive so much assistance and direction from a number of government programs. For us, establishing a business here involves taking advantage of the resources provided by various entities. Initially, we approached the regional business center, where we received valuable support to establish our company. They provided a comprehensive manual that helped us understand how to register our business and handle our taxes, all the steps to follow and the requirements to start our business in Canada. The couple are also taking advantage of the Rural Northern Immigration Program, RNIP. It provides us with support from the city and has allowed us to apply for permanent residency, she says. This program has been instrumental in our integration into the community and the process of getting established here in Sudbury. Additionally, people like Elena, who works at the City of Greater Sudbury, have been a great help to us. Her guidance and support have been invaluable in every step we have taken with our business in this new country and environment. Although the challenge of doing business in another country without fully mastering the language is considerable, we are committed to overcoming it. We have found that nothing is impossible with proper guidance and support. Early success. The first business Prado and her husband began was Latino Car Wash Mobile. Jose's vision was to create an auto detailing service that sets itself apart by bringing excellence and convenience directly to customers' homes. That focus has already generated a loyal customer base. They consistently receive praise for the thoroughness and care with which they treat customers' vehicles. This kind of work is very specific and detailed, and the products they use are of the highest quality. We like to provide that feeling of when you buy a new car, says Prado. When the client is happy with the work, the feeling is very gratifying. The pair are also committed to continuous improvement and expanding their services. Jose is training in advanced techniques such as polishing, paint correction, and ceramic coating, so the business will be at the forefront of the automotive detailing industry. Lost Sisters is something Deborah is developing with her sister. It's an event-oriented business that offers a range of unique experiences, renting out fun entertainment equipment such as 360-degree cameras, drone photography, and a magic mirror booth. We strive to be innovation leaders, constantly exploring new trends and technologies to ensure our clients enjoy a memorable experience at every event, she says. So far, the response has been excellent. Satisfied clients happily recommend the service to family and friends, spreading the word. With Latino Car Wash Mobile, customers are delighted and grateful for our work on their cars. We get asked a lot if we offer services during the winter, something my husband and I are currently evaluating since, for now, we only operate between April and October, says Prado. As for Lost Sisters, people tell us it's something completely new and exciting in Sudbury. We are praised for offering such a great business using the latest innovations. Looking ahead and giving thanks, the move to Sudbury has allowed them to grow professionally while immersing themselves in a new environment and culture. We would love to start more businesses in the future, but that would require more capital, so if anyone wants to help us, we are open. Professionally, I would like to work in a logistics or operations company at some point. In the meantime, I am focused on improving my language skills and learning as much as possible, says the entrepreneur. Life is slower and quieter here than it was in Santiago, which is fast-paced with so many people and cars, says Prado. It's different here. There is a lot to get used to, but it has been a beautiful experience. People have welcomed us. She likes that there are so many different cultures here, Madagascar, French, Canadian, Korean. Learning about the different cultures has been an interesting and beautiful experience. The pair have also connected with the Latino cultural group in Sudbury, and Jose joined a soccer team. Sudbury has impressed us. We love how safe it is here and how friendly the people are, says Prado. Furthermore, we quite like the weather. We feel very grateful to God for allowing us to live in this beautiful place and for all the blessings we have received here. It is a natural home for us. Prado is grateful for the opportunities Canada has provided and wants to thank everyone who has supported their businesses and trusted them. We will continue to work hard to provide the best services possible and contribute to the growth of Sudbury in the best way we can. Thank you all for your continued support. Sudbury is a city that celebrates diversity, multiculturalism, and mutual respect for all of our citizens. The SLIP fosters an inclusive, engaging and collaborative environment with local stakeholders to identify issues, share solutions, build capacity and preserve collective memory for the purpose of ensuring the attraction, settlement, inclusion and retention of newcomers in Greater Sudbury. Additional resources: Latino Car Wash Mobile, Facebook and Instagram, Lost Sisters, Facebook, Instagram and TikTok, Invest Sudbury, Greater Together Sudbury, City of Greater Sudbury, Facebook Sudbury, Canada's Resourceful City, LinkedIn Local Immigration Partnership.